Chapter 5. Legal Support to Soldiers and Families. This chapter discusses the core legal competency of providing legal support to soldiers and families and its subordinate legal functions and tasks. This chapter covers these topics with a focus on legal support during large-scale combat operations, rear detachment operations, and maintaining installation services. Legal Function: Soldier and Family Legal Services. The legal function of soldier and family legal services includes these legal tasks: claims by soldiers and DA civilians, medical evaluation and disability law, soldier and family legal assistance, and special victim counsel services. Each of these legal tasks centers on service to individuals as opposed to service to the institution. Claims by soldiers and Department of the Army civilians. The Army Claims Program investigates, processes, adjudicates, and settles certain claims on behalf of and against the United States worldwide. This program works under the authority conferred by statutes, regulations, international and interagency agreements, and DoD directives. The Army Claims Program supports commanders, promoting the morale of Army personnel by compensating them for property damage suffered incident to service. Adjudicating claims for property damage of soldiers and other employees arising incident to service is a legal task under the legal function Soldier and Family Legal Services. This process is supervised by TJAG under the authority of the Secretary of the Army. Most claims by soldiers and DA civilians arise incident to household goods moves at government expense and are covered by the Personnel Claims Act. These claims are first filed directly with the carrier by the soldier or DA civilian. If the soldier or DA civilian does not receive adequate resolution with the carrier, the local claims processing office will assist with forwarding the claim to the Center for Personnel Claims Support at Fort Knox. See AR-27-20 for further details on processing personnel claims. There are several other claims cognizable under federal law for harm, damage, or destruction to person or property resulting incident to service that soldiers and DA civilians may file with the unit legal office. Claims may be processed under the Military Claims Act, National Guard Claims Act, International Agreements, Maritime Claims Act, Non-Scope Claims Act, and Article 139 UCMJ. Brigade legal sections and OSJAs in the deployed environment must be prepared to process claims with the appropriate area claims office. Judge advocates at all echelons need to understand and advise commanders on the requirements to report and investigate claims under Chapter 2, AR-27-20. Additionally, JAL's personnel must be familiar with claims processing, investigative procedures, and command claims service responsibilities and contact information. Medical Evaluation and Disability Law. Soldiers undergoing evaluation in the Army's Disability Evaluation System, DES, are entitled to legal representation from the Office of Soldiers' Counsel. The Office of Soldiers' Counsel includes Soldiers' Medical Evaluation Board Counsel, SMEBC, and Soldiers' Physical Evaluation Board Counsel, SPEBC, who provide case-specific legal advice and advocacy tailored to the soldiers' goals regarding their ultimate outcome from the DES. The SMEBC and SPEBC advise soldiers on submitting materials at various stages of the DES, making timely elections on how to proceed in the DES, preparing rebuttals, and representing soldiers before the formal physical evaluation board. Role of the Soldiers' Medical Evaluation Board Council. Upon initiation of a medical evaluation board, the SMEBC provides a legal briefing highlighting the services provided by the Office of Soldiers' Counsel and the soldiers' rights throughout the DES process. The SMEBC advises soldiers through the Medical Evaluation Board and informal Physical Evaluation Board phases. SMEBCs are located at most medical treatment facilities where there is an Army Medical Evaluation Board. Role of the Soldiers' Physical Evaluation Board Council. The SPEBC provides legal advice and representation to soldiers who appealed the results from an informal physical evaluation board to a formal physical evaluation board. If a soldier is not satisfied with the results of the formal physical evaluation board, the SPEBC assists the soldier in appealing to the United States Army Physical Disability Agency. Soldiers' Physical Evaluation Board Council are currently located at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, and Joint Base Lewis McChord, Washington. Only attorneys assigned to Office of Soldiers' Counsel are authorized to represent an individual undergoing evaluation in the DES. Nevertheless, command legal advisors should be familiar with the DES process because it affects soldier availability for deployment and individual and unit readiness. Judge advocates assigned to legal assistance, special victim counsel, trial defense services, administrative law, and brigade legal team billets should be familiar with the DES process as it may affect individual clients in other actions. Legal assistance provided to soldiers and families. Soldier and family legal assistance is a provision of personal civil legal services provided to soldiers, their dependents, and other eligible personnel. The mission of the Army Legal Assistance Program is to assist clients with their personal legal affairs quickly and professionally whenever possible. The legal assistance mission ensures that soldiers have their personal legal affairs in order before deploying. See AR-27-3 for more information on the Army Legal Assistance Program. JAG Corps legal assistance attorneys and paralegals working under their supervision provide legal assistance in many settings: combat readiness exercises, pre-deployment preparation, soldier readiness processing, and operational or deployed settings. Regular soldier readiness processing ensures that soldiers and emergency essential civilian employees have their legal affairs in order and are ready to deploy. Legal assistance attorneys provide extensive legal services, including ministerial and notary services, legal counseling, legal correspondence, negotiation, legal document preparation and filing, limited in-court representation, legal referrals, and mediation. They handle many legal issues, including family law, estates, real property, personal property, financial, civilian and military administrative matters, immigration and naturalization matters, and taxes. Paralegal soldier and civilian paraprofessionals' legal assistance duties include interviewing and screening clients, coordinating and administering the legal portion of soldier readiness and pre-deployment processing, maintaining the client records database, and preparing powers of attorney and other legal documents. Under the supervision of a judge advocate, they may provide income tax assistance, manage electronic filing of income tax returns, provide notary services, and assist with will preparation. All paralegal and paraprofessionals maintain the confidentiality of legal assistance clients and client information. SJAs are prepared to resolve the full range of legal assistance cases in garrison and in the operational area. Due to the special attorney-client relationship and the possibility of conflicting interests between commanders and soldiers, the SJA generally designates specific judge advocates as legal assistance attorneys. Because of the increased demand for legal assistance services during deployments, the SJA may assign judge advocates who normally do not provide these duties as legal assistance attorneys. Likewise, BJAs and command judge advocates face the possibility of conflicting interests between commanders and soldiers while providing legal assistance. BJAs and command judge advocates are responsible for ensuring that deployed soldiers receive legal assistance while simultaneously ensuring that providing such support does not conflict with their duty to provide legal support to the brigade. Given the likelihood that conflicts will arise between the interests of soldiers and their commanders, judge advocates responsible for providing legal assistance need to plan carefully for this mission. They may seek working arrangements with the legal offices of different commands for mutual support. They might rely on reserve component legal units and attached personnel for legal assistance augmentation in support of a deployment. The Senior Defense Counsel, who may assign trial defense counsel to provide legal assistance consistent with the trial defense mission and policies, may also provide support. The Garrison or Higher Headquarters Legal Assistance Office may also serve as a resource for deployed legal assistance attorneys. Special Victim Counsel Program. Among the Army's efforts to combat sexual assault in the ranks, the Special Victim Counsel Program was developed to strengthen support to victims of sex-related offenses and enhance their rights within the military justice system, while neither causing unreasonable delay nor infringing upon the rights of an accused. The role of a Special Victim Counsel, SVC, is to zealously represent the client's expressed interests throughout the military justice process. SVCs are usually legal assistance attorneys, and they are specially trained and certified by TJAG to serve as an SVC. An SVC provides zealous representation to client victims of sex-related offenses and, under certain circumstances, domestic violence offenses. Constrained only by ethical limits, SVCs represent the expressed interests of their clients as appropriate, even when their clients' interests do not align with those of the United States. SVC's primary duty is to their client and no other person, organization, or entity. SVCs are attached to the servicing unit's OSJA, typically the garrison, division, or corps, regardless of their assignment. SVCs are supervised, managed, and rated within their OSJA. SJA and installations support SVCs regardless of the table of distribution and allowance or modified table of organization and equipment, paragraph and line number that the individual SVC occupies. Commanders of the unit to which an SVC is attached exercise UCMJ and administrative authority and other command functions over the SVC to the same extent as any other member of the command. Local units and OSJAs are responsible for funding office supplies and any resources needed for SVCs to accomplish their daily mission. SVCs, through their OSJA, may request additional funding for equipment and resources not funded by their OSJA to the Special Victim Counsel Office of the Program Manager. The SVC program is divided into 5 geographic regions, with each region having an assigned SVC Regional Manager, SVCRM. SVCRMs are mid-level managers in the technical chain. They assist SVCs in their region by providing technical advice and professional responsibility supervision. They also detail clients to outside SVCs when the local office is precluded from representation due to a conflict. Regional managers also coordinate annual training for SVCs in their region and collect and analyze statistical information for their region. The Special Victim Counsel Office of the Program Manager, SVCOPM, reports to the Director, Soldier and Family Life Services of the Office of the Judge Advocate General, known as OTJAG, and works closely with the Legal Assistance Policy Division. The United States Army Legal Services Agency, known as USALSA, a field operating agency supporting TJAG, provides manpower, budgetary, and administrative support to the SVCOPM. The SVCOPM provides technical and policy oversight of the SVC program and SVCs serving in the field. It is the intent that implementation of the SVC program is uniform across the Army. Therefore, any local policies that impact SVCs must be coordinated through the SVCRMs with the SVCOPM. In situations where the interests of the victim do not align with the government, the SVCRM, Chief of Legal Assistance, and the SVCOPM will provide technical advice and professional responsibility supervision in accordance with AR-27-26. Technical chain supervision provided by the SVCRM and SVCOPM is protected communication. Travel and training related to SVC duties are funded by the SVCOPM. SVC duties may be full-time or part-time. When performing SVC duties, SVC are legal assistance attorneys, and as such, the SJA, through the Chief of Legal Assistance, provides oversight of SVCs. As the SVC's direct supervisor, the Chief of Legal Assistance is responsible for the continuing education of the SVCs at the installation level. SJAs and DSJAs ensure that all supervisors of part-time SVCs are aware of the demands of SVC duties, effectively distribute workload, and are not penalized for prioritizing SVC duties. SVCs meeting with victims of sexual assault do so in individual, private offices with full floor-to-ceiling walls and closable doors to safeguard the confidentiality of consultations with clients. OSJAs should provide each of their SVCs with a cellular telephone and a laptop with virtual private network, known as VPN, capabilities. OSJAs may request funding from the SVC Program Office for these expenses. The SVC Program Office will provide cellular telephones for judge advocates assigned to full-time SVC billets. Legal Function, Trial Defense Service. The provision of criminal defense services to soldiers stands as a hallmark of American and military jurisprudence. It ensures that soldiers enjoy the constitutional and legal protections that they swear to support and defend for others. Members of TDS and those who support the TDS mission provide defense legal services to soldiers facing adverse actions taken against them by the Army. Trial Defense Counsel represents soldiers at general and special courts-martial, Article 32 hearings, pretrial confinement hearings, and before administrative separation boards. They counsel soldiers suspected of criminal offenses, pending nonjudicial punishment, and at summary courts-martial. Additionally, Trial Defense Counsel may provide limited legal counsel and representation to soldiers facing minor disciplinary actions, adverse administrative action, or in need of other legal assistance services, depending on resources. All Army personnel must understand the TDS mission. Counseling and representing soldiers suspected of committing misconduct may be improperly perceived as at odds with the mission of the unit from which the soldier comes, or even as actions that are contrary to the interests of the Army. Such perceptions have no merit. Any actions or comments that impede the lawful, professional, moral, and ethical responsibilities of TDS personnel are inconsistent with the mission, duties, and responsibilities of the JAG Corps and the Army, and run contrary to American systems of justice. TDS provides services through regional, senior, and field trial defense teams. The ranks of personnel assigned to individual billets may vary, subject to the discretion of the Chief, TDS, and the needs of the Army. Usually, a regional trial defense team comprises a regional defense counsel, usually an O5, a senior defense counsel, usually an O4, a paralegal NCO, usually an E6, and a paralegal soldier. A senior trial defense team comprises a senior defense counsel, a defense counsel, usually an O3, and a paralegal NCO, usually an E6. A field trial defense team comprises a defense counsel, usually an O3, and a paralegal soldier, usually an E4. The regional trial defense team provides operational control, training, and technical supervision for as many as 4 trial defense teams. The regional trial defense team assigns cases and trains, supervises, and assists trial defense counsel in counseling clients and preparing actions. Local commanders and their respective OSJAs provide trial defense teams with administrative, logistics, and paralegal support in accordance with AR-27-10. Trial defense teams receive all other support from United States Army Legal Services Agency. The Chief, TDS, exercises independent supervision, control, and direction over the Defense Council and the TDS mission. The Commander, the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School, supervises and provides technical guidance to TDS in accordance with AR-27-1. The TDS provides services on an area basis under the independent supervision and control of the TDS. The Chief, TDS, supervises defense teams and is solely responsible for determining their places of duty and caseloads. Under the direction of the Regional and Senior Defense Council, Trial Defense Council travel as far forward as required. Prior planning, mission training, staff augmentation, and the provision of sufficient paralegal assets and logistics support to Defense Counsel are critical to success. While in reserve status, Army Reserve trial defense personnel are assigned to trial defense teams and regional trial defense teams under the command and control of the Headquarters Legal Operations Detachment Trial Defense, LODTD. These teams operate under the technical supervision of the Chief TDS through legal support organization commanders. Similarly, while functioning under the authority of Title 32 United States Code, Army National Guard, ARNG, regional and trial defense teams are assigned to their respective states, and they operate under the technical supervision of Chief TDS through the Chief Army National Guard Trial Defense Service. Upon mobilization, both United States Army Reserve and Army National Guard trial defense personnel fall under the operational control of TDS. JAG Corps personnel providing military defense services to soldiers carry significant responsibilities to conduct their affairs in accordance with AR-27-26. Judge advocates and paralegals charged with the TDS mission provide counsel and representation to soldiers who have little or no familiarity with the military justice system. Judge advocates and paralegal soldiers conduct themselves and their affairs to instill in soldiers a high degree of confidence in the individuals who represent them and in the military justice system overall. Judge advocates assigned to TDS act independently of any other branch and the local OSJA to which they are otherwise attached or affiliated. Paralegal soldiers and NCOs likewise conduct themselves in accordance with the responsibilities of non-lawyer assistants set forth in AR-27-26.